All right, I want to greet you all this morning in Jesus' name. Blessing again to be here. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you for your goodness and your mercy to us, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your power that you've given us, Lord, for Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for all things that you do for us, Lord. We know that they're for good, Lord. We just ask you to help us, Lord, to be faithful again. Fill us with your Spirit, Lord. Give us wisdom, Father, as we open your word. Again, we thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let's open our Bibles to John chapter 8 this morning. Begin reading verse 31. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." I'll read a little bit more, but I want to talk about that. If you continue in my word, then you are my truly disciples of mine. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. I want to kind of focus on that this morning, about being free. The one song we sang, no other. My plea is not in a doctrine or a creed, but it's in Christ. And, you know, a lot of times the modern gospel has it that it is believing in his death that is where the power comes from, that we know that we're forgiven. But Jesus talked about being free, and the truth will set us free. And the gospel's much more than just saving ourselves from punishment. The gospel is actually about saving ourselves from bondage, being free. Because, like Jesus said, the truth will make you free. And that true freedom is where salvation is. It's not just in believing, but it's in finding that real freedom that he offers, that's available to us. You know, a lot of people point to the thief on the cross whenever Jesus forgave him. And it wasn't just because he finally just accepted that Jesus was dying for him. You know, they think of that, you know, and so there's a lot of people that, well, if I just accept Jesus on my deathbed, that's all that it matters. This man on the cross realized more than just that Jesus was who he said he was. He realized what Jesus was saying. And the people were condemning him. The other thief was condemning him. And he just told the whole thing who are we to condemn this man? Can't we see that, you know, we deserve what we're getting? He saw himself. And he saw that Jesus was providing a way to be free from himself. And that's what the thief on the cross found. It wasn't just salvation. He found freedom. I mean, there he was, dying on a cross. Most people, whenever they get that close to death, all they're thinking about is what they're going through. Or blaming somebody. But here, this man found freedom on the cross. That he recognized that what he was going through, he deserved every minute of it. But he found freedom and peace in that, you know, a man can be a slave and still be free. And a man can be free, and where most men are, when they are free, they are slaves. And so there's no real, there's one quote in history that says that the only way you can kill a man that's truly free, you can enslave, or the only way you can enslave a man, the only way you can have power over a man that's truly free, even though he's a slave, he's still free. And the only thing you can do to him is kill him. Because you've empowered him, you've done everything, you've overwhelmed him, you've done everything, and then he's still free. And that's what this man on the cross found, this true freedom. And so, you know, it's not just a matter of saying a prayer or bowing your head and accepting Jesus as Lord. Accepting Jesus as Lord is actually seeing things how they are. And that's what Jesus is talking about. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And a lot of times the truth is the last thing that we want to hear about. You know, because the truth shows us and exposes us who we really are. And the only way that we can truly find that freedom that Christ is talking about, that being set free, is when we let that truth look at us and we look at it. You know, that's one of the things most people in the world are trying to hide from. You know, we want to hide from fear, we want to hide from problems, but most of us are trying to hide from who we really are. We're not willing to look at ourselves and see ourselves as we are, but that's where Jesus shows us that the truth will set us free. They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will never become free? That you will become free?" There is these people that were around about him. They were Abraham's descendants. And they've said, "We've never been a slave." And that's what he's talking about. We've always been free. How is it that you say that we will become free? Jesus said to them, "Truly, I say unto you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin." You know, that's, we have the thought that we're free, and so many people talk about freedom, but yet, and then they say, we don't need to be set free. And this is what he was talking about. These were religious people that saw themselves as being above all of this, and they weren't willing to hear what he was saying about the truth making them free, because they thought they already had it. One of the more dangerous kinds of problems in the world is when we don't realize we have a problem. And that's where a lot of times religion takes us. Having the right creed, having the right doctrines, having the right way of life, whatever that is. We think that we're free, but actually we're just in bondage to all of that. We never find that freedom, that true freedom that Christ provides for us. Like I said, that's where a lot of times we see in religion, you know, people that are just have the appearance of having everything just right, and just, they don't even know that they're a slave to that. They don't even know that they need set free. They're up here above all of that. And that's, like I said, that's the dangerous thing. And that's, you know, that's who Jesus had the most trouble with. You know, he talked about it. He tried to show them the place that we're in, that they were in. They didn't want to see it. And that's the ones that rose up and condemned him in the end. Verse 35, "The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does remain forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." And that's where I wanted to get this morning. I found a quote. I'd heard part of it this week, but I looked it up to see who it's by Pythagoras. not sure how you even pronounce it, but it was a man in Greek, it was actually a mathematician. You know, a lot of times the Greek thinkers or some of these men, you know, we think of them as all pagans, but these people were living in a time when the Jewish people had rejected God. And the thought in the Bible that God is speaking to all men all over the world. These men were living in a time when there was darkness in Judea. There was darkness among the Jewish people, and God wasn't having much to do with them because they had turned their back. But there were still people that were taking time to listen and hear these truths. You know, a lot of times the atheist will tell you, you know, well, all of these religions have some of the same themes, so it's just all made up. But they don't realize that there's a God that's speaking His truth to anybody who will hear it. And most of these religions that were started or founded were started by men who were actually in tune with what God was trying to tell mankind, trying to get man's attention. And sometimes it wasn't the religious people that was hearing Him. Sometimes it was people that were in what we would consider a dark place. But yet, there was people hearing this voice that was speaking through all mankind and through all the world, the truth. So this man, his quote was, I'm paraphrasing a little, but a man is never truly free that cannot control himself. And that's the thought I want to try to talk about this morning. A man is never truly free that cannot control himself. And that's just, you know, we talk about freedom, and that's what Jesus is talking about here. You know, there's people, well, I'm not a slave. No one has control over me. But the question was not, does a man have control over me, but do I have control over me? And that's where freedom, true freedom, comes. There again, I think a lot of times that the religious begin to puff themselves up and pride themselves in the thought that they don't commit sin, so therefore they're not a slave. And that's so easy. And there's nothing more prideful than that thought. They're not someone that's living in reality, looking at themselves, weighing themselves, rising and falling each day with something real, making real choices every day. They've patterned their lives in a religious way, and there's just nothing can get in bad. But you know, if nothing bad can get in, nothing good can get in. We've put a shell around ourselves. And I think that's one of the problems. We think because we're keeping bad out that we're all good inside. But that is the heart of the real problem, isn't it? Because if we're sealing all the bad out, we're just locking inside all the bad in reality. We are... If without a choice, without man's free will to make a choice to do good or evil, you're locking yourself out of good. And therefore all you have is evil. And that's part of what he's talking about being a slave. Whenever they've said, we've not been a slave to any man. We've got this all figured out. They've sealed out bad as far as they're concerned. But in reality, they've sealed out good. And that's one of the most dangerous places. And that's why we've locked God out of our lives. Because God is a God that gives us a choice and a freedom. And just like one of the boys, like we said last week, that choice doesn't change when you get older. Unless you find a way of locking it out. Which like we've talked about. If you lock it out, you've locked it in. And you're not real anymore. You're just in a dangerous place. But that choice, those choices don't change if you're alive. You know, it don't get easier and easier every day following the Lord. We're still alive. Sometimes those choices get harder and harder every day. And it doesn't just change because we get a little bit older. I mean, I know, you know, these boys one of them said he's, now that he's a little older, he can look back and see that it's not as easy, or still not as easy, you know, what is he, 17 or something right now? You know, and he looks back and says, boy, I thought when I was younger it would get easier when I got older. Well, it doesn't change when you had 40 more years to that, or 50, or whatever. We're still in a war, and we're still in a battle. And that battle is still the same. It's for our freedom. You know, if we get to where we're just coasting and there's no problems, we're probably getting to a dangerous place. Because there's not that choice, that constant battle anymore for freedom. That battle will never die. You know, one Ben Franklin said, we've given them freedom. And then he said, or a government, a free government. But then he said, if they can keep it. And that's what Jesus would say to us this morning, I think, that I've given them freedom if they can keep it. That battle is still real. And like I said, if a lot of people get to a place where they don't have any battles anymore. And it's not because they've just overcame and won everything. It's because probably they've got themselves sealed in a little bubble. We're bad, can't get in anymore, but neither can good. And that's not a good place. We're in a war. Being free is a choice that we make every day. Just really appreciated that thought. A man can never truly be free that can't control himself. You know, even in that statement, controlling himself signifies that this is an ongoing battle. It's not that hasn't controlled himself and now it's all set. It's he's controlling himself day to day. And I think that with all of these choices and with these things that we make day to day, when we have that much power over ourselves and that much choice, we're fighting this battle, and there's times that we don't make the right choice every day. There's times we do fail. There's times that we do yield to things that we shouldn't. That's when we either seal ourselves and say, well, Jesus took care of it, I'm good. Or we dust ourselves up, off, pick ourselves up, and go again. See, a live person falls down once in a while. A live person stumbles once in a while. A live person doesn't do everything perfect once in a while. And it shows that there's still some life there. The perfect person, you know, even we see Jesus and we can look at some of the things that he did and think, why did he do that? You know, it's not always going to look just right what he does and what he did. But he was free. He never yielded himself. The thought, you know, about the devil, a big devil. I appreciated how one of the boys brought it out again, that he only has the power that you give him. When you yield yourself to his power, you become his slave. And then he gets bigger in your mind. It's just like all the other things that control us. You know, fear. That's one of the most powerful things in the world, because we're vulnerable and we're just ready to jump for something that's going to help us. But fear only has power when we give it power. See, fear is one of those things that's just like the devil. The more power you give it, the more controlling it becomes. Anger, wrath, our passions, all of these things, it's in our power to be free and to overcome them. They're there, and they're tempting us all the time. They're always attacking. And when we give them a little bit, you know, it's like the story the Arabs talk about. If the camel gets his nose in the door, pretty soon the whole camel will be in the door. That's how Satan operates. And all he's waiting for you to do is unbutton one little flap, and the nose comes in the door. And then pretty soon he's got his head in the door. Pretty soon he's got one foot stuck in. And then pretty soon you got a camel in your tent. You see the whole pattern of how the truth makes us free, and how we yield to Satan. You know, like I said, when we fail, you put it out, and start over again. You get up, you go again. You don't just get used to the camel. That's when you get comfortable. That's when you quit fighting. That's when you die spiritually. That's when you're not free, but you only think you are. Jesus came to set us free. And this thought again, just say it again. A man is never truly free that cannot control himself. The real struggle that we're fighting is, are we going to listen to that little guy and give him power? Satan? Are we going to empower him to control us? Or are we going to be free men? You know, you young people, and old alike for that matter, but especially you young, when you open a door that you know you shouldn't be going in, you've opened a door that you've just opened a little window for the devil or the camel to stick his nose in. And you know, once you open that door and a camel has got his nose, it's hard to button that door up again. You've got a battle that you'll fight the rest of your life. You know, that's why it's, you know, you young people that have been taught and been sheltered and been encouraged and been strengthened and protected from a lot of things that are out there in the world, you'll never face some of the struggles that a lot of the rest of us have. You'll have to never overcome and fight battles over and over again because of something we did when we were younger. You've been privileged to be protected from those things. You have the challenge to keep those doors closed. You have the temptations not to open them, or to open them, that battle that you're fighting. You have the problem of fighting with remaining free, because you've never been involved in a lot of those bad things that the world is all in. You've got other things to deal with. Your pride, envy, thoughts that wherever they might go, your words, man is never truly free that cannot control himself. Like I said, we're not looking for a place to that we can rest because we've made it. We're looking for each day to live in faith, to be free each day to make those choices. This man, another quote I found concerning this is, I cannot consent to place a man in control of others who cannot control himself. That was Robert E. Lee. He was talking about if he had an officer or someone that he had put in charge of something, and they couldn't control, he wouldn't put them in charge, or he'd remove them from it. You know, that's why a lot of times we have problems with leaders. They're trying to control other people. The reason they're trying to control other people is because they've never had freedom themselves. Because anyone that actually has freedom or knows about freedom is wanting it for everybody, not just themselves. When you've truly been set free, that's when you can actually guide others or lead others. Being a leader is not controlling people or manipulating them. It's offering them the opportunity for freedom. And I think one of the greatest evils is when we operate like Satan does. When we get power or control over someone else, that we get bigger and they get smaller. Our desire for control, our desire for power, overwhelms that freedom that others could have. It's evidence. The spiritual world is parallel with the physical world. You know, that's why we see people in power wanting more power. You know, we wonder, these governments that are just completely out of control, why can't they just let people be free? And this very principle is right here. It's because they've got a little power and they've never known freedom. And so their power wants to operate just like the other little guy we were talking about. And so the more power they get, the more they want. Just like the camel sticking his nose in the tent. He's not content for that. He wants the whole camel to be in the tent. He wants to take over the tent. It's just amazing how it's all there in front of us. We see all of this. We see how it operates. And there's truth in that. And we can see from that how to live free, how to be free. And our goal is not so we can lord it over everyone so that they all be in the same power structure, or something, and I'm just in control of it, or someone's in control of it. But our desire is that people are free and they walk in freedom. And that's what the gospel is all about. It's not just piling a bunch of people together and giving them a doctrine and giving them a book and say, here, live by this, and everybody just love each other and be happy. It's freedom. The love of having that freedom. You know, the early Americans, their thought was, give me liberty or give me death. They had a glimpse of that. I don't think they quite had it to a spiritual level, but they saw it on a physical level and how important it was. But when we get it on that spiritual level, the same principles apply. Freedom is a gift. Freedom is something you fight for every day. Else it'd be taken away. We see it on the national level, or on the the physical level in governments. You know, some of the things that are going on today, the ones who fought and died for freedom to be granted in the first place would have all been killed off a long time ago today. You'd never hear about them today. They'd never even, their voice would never rise above today. It'd just be drowned. And on the spiritual level, it's the same way. So much religion, so much noise all around that's trying to take our freedom. And at the heart of it, a man is never truly free that can't control himself. That's what Jesus gave us the power to do. To give us our will to be bigger than ourselves. And that should be our goal. And like I said, it's a lifelong struggle to be free. When you fail, see what you really are and get back up and fight again. It's not a once and done thing. It's a lifetime thing to be free. And it's the noblest goal in the world. May the Lord add His blessing. Anyone have anything you'd like to share? All right. Well, everyone remember Brother Jason. He's had heart issues, so keep him in your prayers. Lord willing, we'll meet back here at 6 this evening. God be with you. Part in peace.